The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the other burial cloths, but rolled up on a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. We have spoken frequently and meditated upon and studied the mystery of God through the past several weeks. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. In entering the divine mystery, in getting closer to the Lord, in his real presence, in the blessed sacrament of the altar, and in our friends and in our families, we know that our life, our true life, is hidden with Christ in God. We are called out of the world to be the Lord's disciples. Each and every one of us here today has been called here by the grace of God. By God's loving call, we have come. We have come through Lent. We walked with our Lord in his way of the cross. And we have watched just this past Friday as he suffered and died an excruciating, tormenting death on the cross for our salvation. But his disciples were prepared, even though they did not understand, as it says in this gospel, even when they saw that he was raised from the dead. It was only when he came to them and said, "Peace be with you." That was a significant statement, that the Lord on that first Easter came to his disciples and came to them, and they were looking and he looked at them. He could have said, "You betrayed me. You're not up to it. You failed. You tried, but you failed." But he didn't say that at all. He said, "Peace be with you." And that's what he says to each and every one of us today. Peace be with you. The Father in heaven has so much love for all of his children, for you and for me, that he gave his only begotten Son so that all who trust in him, who truly believe in him, might not perish but have eternal life. This is not some sentimental promise. This isn't just something that we think of once a year. It's something that we need to grasp onto. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. So each of us is called to do things on a daily basis to show other people that we have Christ with us. By our kindnesses to other people, by our trying hard to be the good Christian people that the Lord has called us to be. He doesn't expect us all to be saints right away, but he calls us to ask him for his help so that we can become truly the saints in heaven. We've all met people in our lives that are good, who are truly good people. And without any kind of cynical modern mentality that we see daily in the news, people are called by God to be the image and likeness of God, to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And while they have imperfections, don't you think that each and every one of us has imperfections? We need to work each and every day of our life to correct things. And we know that we can't do it on our own. We need the help of God. That's why we're here. We come not as a church of perfection, but we come to the Lord as a church of imperfection, hoping and trusting that he'll finally cure us, that he'll heal us, that he'll lead us and guide us to be the people that he's called us to become. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We know our Lord is in heaven. We know, though, that he promised to be with us always to the end of the world. And he is in the blessed sacrament of the altar. And today, on this Easter day, as you come to him, he is in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. He doesn't just give you his body and blood so that you can go out and do whatever. He gives you his body and blood so that one day you will be transformed, I will be transformed into his body and blood so that we are together with him. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died with him, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. We have in various ways, to various degrees, come into an understanding of that. Each of us is called to a more full understanding of that, to enter into the divine mystery. For when Jesus, our life, appears, then we too will appear with him in glory. At the end of this world, when we are gone, we look to Christ, and he will be the vindication of all we've suffered in our lives, of all we've come to, of all we've tried to do for him. We will appear with him in glory at that last day when he comes. God, help us always to be more like him so that we can be with him forever. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us then feast with joy to the Lord.